Chapter 1, beginning with verse 16. God is good.
All the time.
Well, that wasn't very good. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 16. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. This time I'd like to go to God in prayer. I'll ask Mark Wallace to lead us in a word of prayer, Mark. Amen. Thank you, Mark. I will send you out to fish for people. Let's go fishing. How many of you here this morning like to go fishing? Any of you? Few of you like to go fishing? I believe fishing, you have to be one of the most patient person in all the world, don't you? Because if you're like me, I like things to happen. But fishing, you have to go and you have to take your time and you have to sit there. And a big problem for a lot of you, I know this, you have to be quiet while you're there. You can't say a whole lot of things. I saw a video a while back, which is pretty funny. This is my type of fishing. A guy was on his boat going down the river, and all of a sudden the fish started jumping in his boat. Now that's fishing right there, isn't it? That's really good fishing. But some people have that patience of fishing and being able to take all of that time. The first time I ever went fishing in my life, I was a little boy. Went fishing with my grandma, my grandpa, and my mom. And we were out in this little pond behind my grandpa's farm that he had. And I had my little rod and reel, and I cast it out there. And all of a sudden, this little bitty fish got on my line and got a good hook on it. And I was just reeling it in, and Mom and Grandpa was saying, pull it in slow, honey, pull it in slow. And I was reeling it in nice and slow. Got right up to the bank. And you know what that fish did? Jumped off that hook. Guess what my mama did? Ran in the water trying to catch that fish. Now that's fishing right there too, isn't it? I've been fishing a few other times in my life, and a lot of the rest of you have, and sometimes that gives you peace. But when you talk about let's go fishing in the Bible, it's a little different than what we're talking about, that normal type of fishing. We see there in Mark, in the scripture I read to you this morning, Jesus was calling his first disciples. And he said to them, they were already fishermen. They knew how to fish. That was their livelihood. They knew exactly what that meant. And he used terminology that they would understand. He looked at them and said they needed to become fishers of what? Fishers of men. Now, growing up, got BJ, we're going to have some of these things on the screen this morning. We went high tech today, okay? Well, when I was growing up, my dad, every Sunday morning when he wore his jacket and he had his suit on, he had this little picture, this little emblem on his coat jacket. And it was a symbol of fishers of men. What does that mean, to be fishers of men? Well, we know today, praise be to God, we need a whole lot of fishing in the world today, don't we? There's a whole lot of people that need to hear about the Word of God. Kevin has it on his cup in the car that he brings every Sunday. And you might see it at different places out in the world, that picture of the fishers of men. But how do we become fishers of men? How do we become fishers that go out and do the work of God? I believe Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee. He was on a mission. He knew that there was two people that he was going to call to become fishers of men. And I believe that today Jesus is still on that mission. He's still needing disciples and folks that are willing to say, I'm willing to lay down this net and I'm willing to take up the net of going out and fish for folks out in this world. I like the part where it says, they left their nets, they cast them down, and left and started to follow Jesus. This morning, as Jesus passes by Bethlehem Church that we love, amen? As Jesus passed by Bethlehem Church, he's asking that same question, isn't he? Will you become that fisherman for me? Will you become the ones that are willing to go out and to fish and to find the lost souls in our community? Because we all agreed on this today. There's plenty of lost souls out in the world, aren't they? Out in the world, there's plenty of lost souls right here in Monroe County. There's plenty of lost souls right here where? In our community. And there's plenty of lost souls right in your family. Who is going to be the one that says, I am willing to go fishing for Jesus? I am the one that is willing to go out and do the work of God. If you answered yes to that question, if you say, yes, Brother Paul, I am willing today to become that fisherman that God needs, that I am willing to go out and to fish for Christ, then let's look at some of the things that you're going to need in your life. First of all, you need to learn how to fish ourselves. My grandpa taught me how to fish. He was a good time that I always had with my grandpa. How to get the rod together, how to put the line on, how to put the hook on. My favorite part was putting the worm on. Now, I took Sheila a couple of times, and I had to put the worm on her. She don't like that worm flying all over the place. But Grandpa taught me how to fish. I can remember most everything that he taught me about fishing because I had the opportunity to go on and pass that along to who? To my daughter, Heather, and also to my grandson, Gage, and to my granddaughter, Cammie. I have passed along to them what they needed to be able to go out and catch fish. I was able to show them and learn how to help them become the fisher persons that they are today. As Christians, we need to learn how to be fishers of men ourselves, don't we? What does that mean? How do we become a fisherman of men? How do we become what God calls us to do? First of all, we need to learn from the best, don't we? We need to learn from Jesus, the best fisherman ever, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We not only need to learn that, but we need to learn how to pray, don't we? We need to learn how to talk to God and ask God every day, God, who do I need to talk to? God, who needs to hear about what you've done in my heart and my life? Who in my family needs to hear, dear Lord, the importance of listening to your call in their hearts and in their lives? I believe also we need to read our Bibles every day, don't we? And we need to talk to God and pray to God as we read those scriptures every day. We need to testify every day, don't we? Testify about God and learn more about God and talk more about God. And I believe we also, as you're doing this morning, we need to attend church too, don't we? To be around people that we love and supports us in our hearts and our lives. We have to learn how to fish and how to be that fisherman that God wants us to be. Next, what do we need to take with us when we go fishing? When you go fishing, you got to take what? You got to take your pole, you got to take the hooks and the line. Also, you got to take the worms, you got to take the bait. If you're lucky, you get to take a what? A boat that you got put out on the water. Also, you put all those things in your what? In your tackle box, right? Well, what do we as Christians do? Well, when we go out to fish, I believe that we need to put on the whole armor of God. Now, what does that look like? The whole armor of God. We find that over in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, when it tells us all about that armor of God. And as you look at him, he's a very interesting guy, isn't he? I guess I could have found a person that was a little more happy today. But on the whole armor of God. First of all, it says we need to put on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. What's that right? Put on that breastplate of righteousness means that we need to walk every day in the righteousness of what? Righteousness of God. And people see you doing your very best to have righteousness in your life. You're treating others as you what? Want to be treated. You're doing unto others as you want them to do to you. And you put on that in your life. And as you go out to fish, you're going to say, I'm going to show folks about the righteousness of God. And I'm going to tell them about God and how good God is to me. And I'm going to have that righteousness that's going to back me and give me the glory that I need in my life. Also, you have the belt of what? Of truth. The belt of truth. You put that belt on every day, and you're going to go out into the world. We know we hear enough on the opposite of truth There's plenty of lies and things that are manipulated out in the world today. Sometimes it's hard to know what is a truth and what is a lie. But as a Christian, as you go out to fish out in the world, you go out and you tell folks about the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You tell them about what? About Jesus dying upon an old rugged cross. And praise be to God, that's the truth. Amen. You tell them that on the third day, what? The stone was rolled away. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was able to conquer death. And you tell them that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with them every day with the opportunity to save their souls. That's the truth, isn't it? And you tell folks about the goodness of God as you go out to fish out in the world. Also, you have the sword of the what? Of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. As you go out into the world to take on all of these things out in the world, and as you go out to be that fisherman that God wants you to be, praise be to God, you're not fishing by yourself, are you? That you have God there with you to guide you and direct you and to give you what you need in your life. You have that Spirit of Him with you that everywhere that you go and you share with them about that Holy Trinity that we know so much about, that Father, that Son, and the Holy Spirit, how that it is able to take our hearts and our lives and transform us away from sin and the things that is contrary to the will of God and brings us to the love and fellowship that we have with Him. Also, we have that helmet of salvation, don't we? The helmet of salvation, that salvation that we know that we have in our hearts and our lives. There is one thing as a Christian that we all have. You know what that is? It's a testimony, isn't it? It's a testimony about how Christ came into our heart and into our lives. Praise be to God today. Are you ready to say amen? Praise be to God for salvation. Amen? Where would we be without salvation? And we take that with us. And we take it out in the world. And others should see our salvation, shouldn't they? They should see it by how we live, and by how we talk, and by how we walk, and by how we handle things in our life, because we have changed as we go out to have that fisherman mentality in our lives, because we have that salvation. Also, we have the shield of faith that is there with us. We know when we go out in the world, people are not going to hopefully not be throwing things at us that we need a shield from, but a lot of times they throw words at us, don't they? And we hear those things out in the world, but as we go, we have faith and trust in God that no matter what we face, God is going to bring us through. And we have that faith truly in God. And lastly there, we have the shoes of the gospel of peace. Praise be to God today. We need more of that, don't we? We will go out into the world not to cause turmoil, not to say things about other people, not to have those things in our hearts and our lives, but we go out looking to have peace with others. And we go out to have glory and honor with others and tell others about the glory of God. I want you to know something this morning. When you put all those things together, you've got a full tackle box, don't you? And you have everything that you need to be able to go out and to talk to others about Christ. Next, know where to go fishing. Go where to go fishing. All of you that are good fishermen this morning, you have your favorite fishing spot, don't you? You know exactly where that is, and you know exactly where to go. Sheila and I have camped over at Barron River a few times, and they had those fishing tournaments. And you'll know when the fishing tournament has begun, all those big boats with all those big motors, you'll see all those guys and women that are out there. You'll see them. They'll take that throttle. They'll throw it as fast as they can go, and they start flying across that water. And you're probably saying, why did they do that? That's just making the water have waves and all those things. How are they going to be able to fish? But guess what? They're pretty smart. They know where the fish are, and they're going to do everything that they can to do what? Get there first. Get there first and get all set up. Now, some people have those fish finders. You ever had one of those before? That's cheating, isn't it? Because you just go out there on your boat and you can go up and you can find exactly where the spools of fish are and you're able to catch all those fish. So when you go fishing, you find your spot. Me and my grandpa had a spot, and it was one of those things where he didn't even have to say anything. He could look at me and say, "Honey, you want to go fishing?" And I'd say, "Yes, Grandpa." I didn't say, "Well, Grandpa, where do you want to go fishing? What time do you want to go fishing? How do you want to get there to go fishing?" He knew where the spot was. I knew where the spot was. I'm not going to tell you where the spot was because it's our spot, right? You've got your spot, and you know where to go fishing. So this morning, let's take it a different route. When you're going out not to fish for what? Fish. When you're going out to fish for what? Men. Where do you go? Well, I believe today, if you think about it now, and you're honest with me, you know somebody that's not saved. You know somebody that has not turned their heart and life over to Jesus Christ. So when you're fishing, you need to go fishing where the people are, don't you? You need to go talk to them about Jesus and tell them about the love of Jesus. But you have to go to them. One of the things we all know, a fish is not going to jump on the hook, is it? A fish is not going to come to you. You have to do what? You have to go where the fish are. And you have to go talk to them about the love of God. What to do? First of all, we have to go to them. Sure, we're going to be nervous. That's okay, isn't it? Guess what? Even your preacher sometimes gets nervous. You're going to get nervous. And then one of the first things you're going to say when you go to fish is you're going to say, "I don't know what. I don't know what to say. What am I supposed to say?" One of the things that I've learned in my ministry over these, Lord, how many? 37 years, I guess, 38 years I've been preaching. Of all those years, God has never put me in a situation He didn't have the words already there for me to say. Guess what? He will do the same for you. If you're just willing to listen to Him and you go where they are, you go where they are. And if you're saved, you already got words to say, don't you? If you're saved, you're able to look at them and say, "Let me tell you what He did for what? He did for me. And let me tell you how He can do the same for you." Today, folks, don't put that off too long. Because guess what? Everybody hearing the sound of my voice, we all want to be together in heaven someday. Amen? But guess what? You also want everybody, who else? All your family there, right? You want all your, what, friends there? You want people that you don't even know who they are there with you. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's somebody else. But you are the person that needs to go fishing, and you need to find them and tell them about the grace of God. If you really want to know what to say, just look over at Romans. Your preacher's preached on the Romans road of salvation before. Share with them about that. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, but praise be to God. Just because you've sinned doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It means that God wants to do His very best to help you to become a saved Christian for sure. And lastly this morning, take your new fishing buddy with you. One of the things that I loved to do when I was younger, and I had a lot of memories of this, I loved going fishing with my grandpa. We would sit on the bank and talk. And you know what? I don't remember how many fish we caught. Probably most of them. We threw them back anyhow. We didn't want to take time to cook them and all those type of things. But you know what? Some of the basics of my life came from that conversation that I had with my grandpa out fishing. We took the time. He told me things about life and how those things were going to mold and shape my life. Now, I've been fishing a few times with Gage and Cammie. You know, they're a different generation. They don't want to be out there too long. You know, it's always too what? Too hot. No, they've got to get something else they want to do or whatever that may be. But I can remember, I don't remember how many fish I've caught with them or with Heather. But I can remember a lot of conversations that we talked about. When you go out not to fish for fish, when you go out in the world to, after that person has turned their heart and life over to Jesus Christ, we need to be able to say to them, you know what? I'm going to take you under my wing. And every time that I go fishing, you're going to go fishing with me. And if you need me, whatever's going on in your life, I want to be there for. I think so often we as Christians, we do a somewhat good job of talking to people about Jesus. And we do somewhat a good job of having them come out to church and turn their heart and life over to Jesus Christ. But we all agree that today there's more to being a Christian than just being saved, right? You have to live it every day. And just because you become a Christian doesn't mean that you're not going to have problems. Probably one of the things you're going to realize is when you become a Christian, the devil's going to give you more problems than you ever had before. And he's going to try to tempt you, and he's going to try to do all types of things. And it's easy for people to fall away from the glory of God. But you need to have your new buddy, your new fishing buddy, the person that you helped lead to Christ. You need to let them know that you're there with them through thick and through thin, and you're going to do your very best to love them and be there for them. So today, y'all want to go fishing today? Been nice to fish this past week, right? Been nice and cool. Fish, I'm sure, was very much biting back then. But you can also go fish no matter what the weather is, isn't it? Because there's lost souls all around this place, folks. All that we have to be willing to do today is say to ourselves, I am willing to go and accept that call. Jesus, I accept that call of being a fisherman. And I am willing, dear Lord, to go out and search and do my very best to bring as many into the fold as I can. This morning, maybe somebody's cast the line out to you. Maybe this morning you're the one that has decided that you need to turn your heart and life over to Jesus Christ. Maybe that's that day. And I'll be jumping for joy, and the church would jump for joy if you come forward this morning and you ask Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life. Maybe there's something else you need to pray about this morning. Maybe you've been doing a whole lot of fishing and there's not been a whole lot of biting. Maybe you need to pray to God about something that's going on in your life today. Whatever God has talked to you about today, we invite you to come as we have our closing song. Joe and Larkin.